Imagine standing at a crossroads where every choice you make shapes not just your next 7 years, but the 60 that follow. This is exactly where every teenager stands. While some teens seem to navigate life's challenges effortlessly, others struggle through the same obstacles. What separates them isn't luck or circumstances, it's habits. These 7 powerful habits form a framework that transforms ordinary teen lives into extraordinary ones, creating a foundation for success that extends far beyond high school graduation. The principles have resonated so deeply that they found their way onto LeBron James's bookshelf and into thousands of classrooms worldwide. But what makes these habits so transformative?
Our paradigms, the lenses through which we view reality, shape our entire lives. When teens believe, "I'm just not good at math," that perception becomes reality. Like wearing the wrong prescription glasses, inaccurate paradigms distort everything we see. In the airport cookie story, a man becomes frustrated at a woman seemingly stealing his cookies, only to discover later he had been taking hers. Both operated with incomplete information. What drives your life reveals your paradigm. Many teens center their lives around unstable foundations. Friends, compromising for acceptance. Possessions, deriving confidence from things. Or romantic relationships, becoming emotionally dependent. Only principles, universal truths like honesty, respect, and responsibility, form a reliable center. Before achieving public success, you must win private battles within yourself. Your personal bank account, PBA, represents your self-worth and needs regular deposits. When Sean found himself only third-string quarterback at BYU, despite being heavily recruited, his coach confronted him about poor performance. After struggling with fears of failure, he committed to giving his absolute best. This private victory preceded his public success of eventually starting and winning against Air Force. 6 key deposits build self-confidence: keeping promises to yourself, performing small acts of kindness, being gentle with yourself, practicing honesty, renewing yourself through personal sanctuaries, and tapping into your unique talents. After Bryce lost his baseball abilities in an accident, he discovered his climbing talent, eventually breaking speed records on the Grand Teton and building a successful backpack company from his newfound passion.
Being proactive means taking responsibility for your life rather than blaming circumstances. While you can't control everything, you always control your response. Reactive people make impulsive choices with language that surrenders control. "That's just how I am." Proactive people respond based on values rather than impulses, remaining calm when provoked. Focus on your circle of control, attitudes, choices, responses, instead of wasting energy on things beyond your influence. Renatha's volleyball story shows how performance suffers when fixating on uncontrollable criticism. When provoked, push pause before reacting. During this pause, access 4 human tools: self-awareness, observing your thoughts; conscience, listening to your inner voice; imagination, envisioning possibilities; and willpower, choosing your response. Dermell Reed demonstrated this when, after his brother's murder, he paused instead of seeking revenge and chose a different path. Habit 2 involves developing a clear vision of your direction, like having the picture on a puzzle box before assembly. Without your own vision, someone else will control your destiny. A personal mission statement serves as your life's blueprint. These can be long, short, poems, songs, or pictures. Your mission statement reveals what's truly important, helping you make aligned decisions and providing stability amid life's changes. Habit 3 focuses on prioritizing what matters most, using willpower to say yes to important things and won't power to say no to less important ones. The Time Quadrants model categorizes activities into 4 types: Quadrant 1, urgent and important; Quadrant 2, important but not urgent; Quadrant 3, urgent but not important; and Quadrant 4, neither urgent nor important. Different personalities gravitate towards specific quadrants. Procrastinators live in Quadrant 1, thriving on last-minute pressure. Prioritizers operate in Quadrant 2, planning ahead. Yes-men inhabit Quadrant 3,
unable to refuse requests, and slackers dwell in quadrant 4, indulging in excessive leisure. Using a planner creates freedom by preventing forgotten commitments. The process involves identifying your big rocks, most important tasks, blocking time for these priorities first, and scheduling everything else around them. Habit 3 also requires overcoming fear and peer pressure. Growth happens when you step from your comfort zone into your courage zone. As Wayne Gretzky noted, you miss 100% of the shots you never take. To discover your deeper self, reflect on your influences, vision, and core values. Once your mission is clear, set effective goals by counting the cost, writing them down, committing fully, using significant occasions as springboards, and connecting with supportive people. David's story demonstrates powerful goal setting. As a 90-pound freshman unable to find football equipment small enough, he transformed frustration into determination. Through disciplined eating, supplements, and consistent workouts with accountability partners, he achieved his ambitious goals, proving that whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the hand can achieve. After mastering the private victory, habits 1 through 3, we learn to work cooperatively with others. The relationship bank account, RBA, represents trust in relationships. You make deposits to strengthen connections or withdrawals that weaken them. 6 key deposits build strong relationships. Keeping promises, even small ones, builds trust. Performing small acts of kindness, being loyal to others in their absence, listening deeply, apologizing sincerely, and setting clear expectations to prevent misunderstandings. For damaged, important relationships, commit to rebuilding them one deposit at a time. Though rebuilding trust takes time, the effort proves worthwhile. Think win-win is an attitude founded on the belief that everyone can succeed together. It contrasts with inferior approaches, win-lose, succeeding at others' expense, lose-win, the doormat syndrome, and lose-lose, mutual suffering. Win-win embodies abundance thinking, the belief that success is plentiful for all. Dawn's basketball story illustrates this. When she began passing to teammate Pam, who had been freezing her out, their teamwork improved, their friendship strengthened, and both scored more points. 2 obstacles to win-win thinking are competing and comparing. Competition becomes destructive when tied to self-worth, while comparing yourself to others creates emotional instability as everyone develops differently. Jacques Lucéron's story shows the internal benefits of win-win thinking. Though blind since age 8, Jacques could see light differently, until negative win-lose thoughts clouded his perception. When he approached others with confidence and goodwill, he was rewarded with light. The final habit addresses imbalance through self-renewal across 4 dimensions: body, exercise, nutrition, sleep; brain, reading, learning; heart, relationships, service; and soul, meditation, journaling, prayer. For your body, prioritize sleep, nutrition, and enjoyable exercise. For your brain, pursue lifelong learning. For your heart, nurture relationships. For your soul, engage in activities that bring peace. Life demands balance. While occasional intensity has value, sustained imbalance distorts perspective. Time invested in sharpening your saw yields immediate returns in effectiveness. Like airplanes that reach destinations despite being off course 90% of the time through constant corrections, you can achieve goals through persistence. These 7 habits simply unlock the potential already within you.